Hey, Saif, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
And that fourth meal. Really upset that you're using this on your babe tapes. Can you please just save it?
You're using it on something else. This is not one up. Is this one up?
It feels like it is. What does it feel like right now?
Feels one up-ish.
It feels like one up. Asher Roth is back in the building.
What's up?
And he's a friend. So, like, you know, we got to have every great show has their regulars.
Yeah.
You got to.
Fuck Asher Roth.
Whoa. Why?
Hey, man.
I'm going to dig deep. And I don't want to get into your personal life.
I really don't, man. Oh, no.
I really don't.
Uh-oh.
All I want to tell you is that for different set of circumstances led to me knowing that you're a fuckface because you did not tell me MIA was so hot in person.
Oh, man.
So fuck off,
yeah,
man.
Good point.
Oh, it's true. Beautiful
Yo,
people.
Whatever. Her video's cool. Oh, she's a sexy chick.
In person, it was different.
In person, that is my type.
When did you
tell
get
my
to
wife
see her?
Don't listen to this. In person, that chick was my type.
And she's like a a good size too. You know, you might meet people.
Yes,
and like,
I like little
tiny
girls like
or too
that.
Big
yeah.
or something. But she's like a good, she's a
size.
Good real human
so,
size.
Personally, I want to tell you, fuck off.
My bad, man.
So yeah, she came up here like a month ago. We mentioned you in the interview. You can see it. It's in the. I think it's on the video actually, isn't it?
Oh,
I think
cool.
I said it on the mic.
Was she?
I've never heard.
I was like, we were almost.
Up.
I said we were almost. I was like, you were. We were almost. I was almost friends of in-laws.
We almost crossed paths.
We almost crossed paths, but. And she asked how, and I explained how. She asked about you. She asked how you were doing.
Oh, cool. I'm cool. I'm alive.
I said that. I said he's alive and well. Asher's basking in the glory of his team crushing my team yesterday.
Yeah, man.
I'm not what I'm going to say right now. I actually did. I was going to tell you last night, but I realized it would be bitter, so I'll save it for today.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of you guys killing us last night, I mean, you guys are hopefully getting people back, which will help, but I was not still impressed particularly by you guys versus what I'm used to thinking of you guys as.
So I watched the first half with the sound off, like, because I was out. But I agree. A couple drives falling short, but we get Crabtree back.
Yeah, when you get Crabtree back, you can be pretty good.
We're very similar to the Ravens last year, and I think Anquan was touching on it too. It's like getting healthy at the right time, strong defense, camaraderie in the locker room. We're going to be all right.
All Anquan Boldin needed to become visible was playing the Redskins. The guy has barely done anything all season.
That's not true. Him and Vernon Davis are the only ones on that team that caught touchdowns.
Yeah, but that's true. But aren't Bolden's like numbers way down, though?
I mean, they're down just because he's facing double. We don't need to get into it.
Yeah, look, you know what?
We've got a long season. The season begins now.
It begins for you, because for some of us, it's fully over.
Yeah.
It is fully. Not only is it fully over, but you're questioning. Some of us are questioning everything we believe.
I think Shanahan's gone.
You do think so?
I think so.
Well, you know what? I think it's decided right now.
I think
if they man up and were to win a bunch of these down the stretch, I might feel differently.
No way. So if Shanahan goes 8-8 for the next 3 years, you're okay with that?
No, but I think here's the thing. Like you and I just said, RG3 is not right.
No.
So I think if they were to go 8-8 with RG3 not right, they may. But I just don't like the problem is, and we'll get done with this, but our offense looks like shit.
You ran the ball effective in the second quarter, though. You did.
Yeah, but what are the passing plays?
No,
what are these terrible screens? There's no creativity to the off. Even if RG3 is playing like shit, they still could have done more than that.
Yeah, you know what, Saif?
Yes.
I want to say fuck Saif.
Yes, please.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Sure.
Because here I was basking in the glory that was Benita Applebaum, and he just hit me with the truth about
it. No, I don't
say
know.
It. Don't blow her up. But it wasn't all what you thought.
Okay. I'm going to still say
why do
fuck Saif for that.
I mean, we're really protected.
We can protect
it. You know
it.
Her like that?
No.
I don't know her at all.
All I'm saying
I don't
is,
wanna I don't like that was a personal story.
Okay, got it. So you don't want to but there's question marks.
So off
it was
air,
still amazing though.
Well what does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but it's just like there's something to be said about like
the Benita Applebaum image.
Yes.
The song is from 1990, right? And they say in the song, 36, 24, 37.
Mm-hmm.
The girl was never supposed to be small and fake. She always had a lot of curve,
totally.
A lot of woman. Like, that was what Benita Applebaum was.
Right.
So when they try to get someone on stage to be that, you want to hope.
Were those was that was the exact measurements? I mean, 24 waist is tiny, no?
Yeah, 24 waist is pretty small.
Yeah, and then, like, I would like to see what that would look like.
For real.
Like, what a...
I would think it'd be... Because the thing is, she really did have no stomach, pretty much.
No, she had it... She seemed like the measurements were right.
She
does the thing.
Were you enjoying it?
Yes.
Did your wife enjoy it?
I had to do the normal thing that I do.
Did you take out your phone and videotape? Is
that I did, a little bit, but only because of, like, how ill it was to have that character.
Right, right, right. Of course.
I follow that girl on Twitter, Instagram. It's not an issue. I've seen I've seen plenty. But just being in that in the body paint of the tribe colors. But I was I told my wife. My wife was like, "Oh God," and I was like, "Oh, I know her. That's you know her. That's so and so."
So you downplay it.
Well, and I'm just look. You don't recognize her. Look at like. And just make her part of the convo so I don't just look like a...
That's a good tactic. That's a good tactic.
I just established the... a long time ago.
But I do that early. I've started... I do that with when I meet girls early, point out other girls in a relationship and always do it. So last
I think that's a good... You got to like bring... Don't you think she's hot? Like, do you think she's beautiful? Do you know what I mean? Because girls like can appreciate normal. Other beautiful women.
If you make them feel like they're part of it.
Right. And like their opinion matters.
Asher, you
Why
are.
Did you make fun of girls.
It is the winter time, and I can tell because Asher, you're looking even whiter than usual, especially that black hoodie
is that
on.
True?
Oh man,
you look like a Nordic, like a Viking,
Norwegian.
You do. You look like you're from Norland.
It's all right, man. I'm protecting my skin
with the sweatshirt.
The whiteness.
You protect it. Yeah, extra whiteness to make to protect it. So, Ash Roth, you were in the news recently.
Oh man.
Dissed by Eminem himself.
Why?
How amazing.
The rap god.
We got dissed by Eminem, but it was off the...
Ours wasn't nearly as sexy. Now you tell yours first. Why don't you tell us how do you feel? How did you hear about it?
How did I hear about it? It was, I think, Twitter first. A couple people hit me and I didn't hear it because it was like during the leak. And then Scooter hit me. And we always wanted to do like the whole... MasterCard commercial, you know, where it's like, you know, something, $5, like Marshall Mathers LP, $15, getting dissed by Eminem on a track, priceless.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, it's cool, man. I thought it was pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. I didn't take any like personal.
You weren't offended.
Well, there's nothing really there. It's not like I've never met him. I don't know him personally. You know what I mean?
What was the line?
He was just,
I'll pull it play for you. Do you want me to play it for you, Zay?
Sure.
Hear the diss in its full?
I never get these subliminal disses, so.
It's not subliminal.
Oh, it's my government.
Yes, it's
my government name on.
Oh.
Yeah.
He said it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
What, you know the name of the song? Asshole. You'd be a really bad manager if you didn't know. Can't nope. No idea. All right. Beginning of the second verse, right? I know what you're thinking, Saif. Why did he try to fit that many fucking words into a sentence?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't even hear it.
He says...
Should I pull up the lyrics?
You can pull up the lyrics on Rap Genius. Yeah, pull up Rap Genius.
Let's see what
Rap Genius says. He says something about way to diss me subliminally like Asher Roth did. Something about counting me out, dissing him subliminally. Did you diss Eminem subliminally?
No.
On the song As I Am.
No.
As I Am?
Are you sure? Yeah, he had a song called As I Am. Well, how would you describe the song, As I Am?
Man, it was just like when things were coming out, everybody was like, oh, Asher.
Asshole.
And so for me, I just wanted to like talk about how I was my own person. You know what I mean? And that's really all it was. And talking about when I'd first been introduced to M's music, when I was young in seventh grade, and just kind of like talking about that relationship with being inspired by an MC and listening to that music and having it be influential.
But not being your own person.
Yeah, but exactly. And that was it. So I think M's just being M.
But did you think you talked about him in a past tense?
I really don't know.
Did you talk about him in past tense?
I don't know.
Like on those songs, like, yo, he used to be hot way back in the day.
I mean, it's like a song, yeah.
Yo, Eminem, there was a time when Eminem was hot. That time is over, and now he's not. Like, you didn't do that. Like, I don't understand why. Guys, a little secret. I'm going to give you a little tip. Rappers are sensitive.
For real.
Like, it's getting crazy, and especially for us. Like, it's hard to even have this job. Like, presumably they want the radio station to exist. Presumably they want us to talk about them when it's the right thing for them. Mm-hmm. But when it's the wrong thing for them, The Eminem shit is because I talked about his lip syncing that I thought he lip synced on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, right.
This was smushed in the middle of 3 months of me loving Eminem. Was one day where I said
I explained it, what background vocals are.
Yeah, we had a conversation. It wasn't like it was like a blind thing and we didn't explain it. So I was like, happened? Nah, it's the background vocals are probably too loud.
Doing over rap track? Over the
track? Yeah, TV track.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
it's called a TV track.
Right.
Because you use it when you go on TV.
And then when he said that, I said, well, it's true. They definitely just had it up too loud because I listened. I could not hear his voice. I was like, you could hear Mr. Porter better than you could hear him. You couldn't hear him. Mm-hmm. I didn't suggest he was trying to dupe us on television. I was just saying it was a shitty sounding performance. That's
right.
All. That's life.
Right.
I can't say everything's perfect for every rapper. Like, I diss Jay-Z. You know how much I love Jay-Z? I diss him at least weekly.
What do you say about Jay?
Oh, you name it.
All the Barney shit.
I'm not into his rich shit. I'm not into his artsy fartsy shit. I think I hated half of the last album. Even Syfe, who liked the album, still manages to laugh at lines on it that are funny. Like, you're just like, what are the things we laugh at most from like the last album? We giggled at a lot about the last album. We had like a few.
Okay. No, I forgot.
Here's Syfe's favorite things to make fun of about Jay-Z. The start of his verse on Monster by Kanye. This is Syfe's favorite thing ever to clown him for. You realize what he says on that?
No, I can't.
It's like they got to the studio and they're like, yo, Jay, we doing a song, right? It's going to be called Monster. And he was like, monsters. Let me think about my favorite monsters. And it's like, what does he say? How does he start again?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to start this. You said this track's called Monster, right? I don't even know. What are my favorite monsters?
I can't find that.
Yo, it would be super tight, yay, if I just shouted out all the monsters on this one verse.
Oh, my goodness.
So, we just always laugh at that part, like, that's a silly, you know, silly part.
What song is that?
I had an interesting Kanye today.
Monster.
I have a Kanye Monster. It's not coming up.
Really?
Do you think that...
Goons, goblins.
Do you think that Peter Pan could be classified as a superhero?
This is a one-up. Thank you for joining us on the One Epstein podcast.
Syfe is excited. He's ready to answer.
No.
But he has an arch villain.
True.
And powers.
True. Sorry to cut you off. Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience.
Oh, man.
Like, everyone has their moments, man.
What do all these things
have in common? They're a motherfucking monster. Oh, my God. That's a terrible rap line.
That's the greatest thing about rap lines, though, is when you speak them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nothing better than
that. You're like, hold on, what?
The music is the key.
And, like, if you went up to Jay and you were like, Jay, let me ask you about this line.
Yeah.
Do you think this is tight? Like, if someone else said that in a song called Monster, they were just going to shout out all their favorite monsters, would you think that was tight?
In some of his later verses, do you think, some of the work that's not, like, notable Jay-Z, do you think you could walk up to him and be like, yo, so-and-so said this bar, like, something, and be like, what do you think about this?
And
you
think
he would know that it was
he would know. He knows every single rap he's ever done.
All right.
I think he'd probably remember.
There was a time I was in his office, right? And I was in his office, and you know that thing that came out? I think it's called Library of a Legend or something. Like, Nas had one, and I think it's every song that Jay's on which were not his songs.
Okay.
Like features and remixes and all that type of shit. I believe that's what it is. And it's mad songs. And they're running through it. And my boy that I was with, he's a huge Jay-Z fan. And he was rapping like some offbeat, weird Jay shit that I maybe heard once. And he was rapping along with it. And Jay was impressed by that. And then they started talking about, like, he was like, well, do you know all your shit? And he's like, if I hear it, I'll know it. Like, He'll just pop in his head.
Right, even if he doesn't.
He might not
know
if you just.
Yeah, because he has an extensive body of work. Do you know what I mean? So I think you could probably get some.
Do you think he knows the words to This Life Forever off the Black Gangster soundtrack?
Yes.
You think he knows that one? Even there was a time when he thought that was like, he was like, this song would move on.
Nah, probably not.
It was a single on some weird label.
Anyway, sorry. So yeah, Peter Pan.
Sorry, guys. Back to Peter Pan.
Yeah, stuff that matters.
He's a superhero.
Could Peter Pan be classified as a superhero? I was thinking about this.
What's his powers though?
Come on, Peter Pan can fly.
But that's because of Tinkerbell, though.
Is that true?
Yeah, she spreads the pixie dust.
So is Tinkerbell a superhero?
Maybe Tinkerbell's a superhero.
But Peter Pan kind of does like the whole like youth forever thing.
That's true. Is that considered a superhero power?
I mean, females would think so.
What is the classification of a superhero?
Guys, we are...
I would say arch villain. You have to have an arch nemesis.
Okay.
You have to have some supernatural power.
See, but I don't know if he has that because that's because of where he lives. The what's his power? Staying young?
He's an excellent sword fighter, I believe. I'm not on one side. I was just thinking about it. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, whatever. You have an agenda.
Is Peter Pan a low-key
superhero? Sometimes rendered superhero or superhero is a type of fictional stock character possessing extraordinary or superhuman powers and dedicated to protecting the public. Kids, I mean, Peter Pan's a kidnapper.
All right. Yeah, it is.
That's different. Oh, my God, guys.
Use the powers to counter day-to-day crime by combating against the humanity by supervillains. So let's do common traits. Got to have a costume. Peter Pan's got that costume life. Extraordinary powers or abilities. I feel you. That's debatable. Keep going down. A strong moral code.
What does Peter Pan stand for as a man?
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, guys. I don't want to...
I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go with no, too. What's the motivation?
Ian, you know what I mean? Ian, can you do me a favor and go ask Brittany Skye if I can borrow her charger? Her iPhone 5 charger?
What if Captain Hook is actually the superhero and Peter Pan is the villain? He's a fucking kidnapping pedophile.
Whoa.
Walking around in tights.
I mean, Michael was always like, I'm Peter Pan. Now, Sife.
But I'm just saying, it was written in a different angle.
This is one of, I have to interrupt you. This might be old news to some people. By the time this comes out, it surely will be old news. But in this moment, it's not. Best headline I've ever seen on a rap blog. A fan, heckler throws tomato at Lupe Fiasco.
Did that just happen?
It's up right now. And then it says, the person who threw it is a, quote, alleged white bitch or fat bitch.
Carried a tomato into this show?
Boy, that is pretty fat, I will be honest. Unless she was going to make tomato sauce afterwards. You're not going to be able to see it. I'll pass it afterwards.
Best thing is reactions. I've had so much stuff thrown at me on stage.
Yeah, it's part of the deal, right?
It's like totally part of the deal, especially if you like stand for something. I've had water bottles, beach balls.
Do you think this tomato is going to hit clean? Like, that's really what it's all about. If the tomato hits clean and kind of explodes, oh, man.
Then that's YouTube gold.
Then that's YouTube gold. Lupe's been in a weird... He's been saying some weird stuff recently. He keeps going at my buddy Donald Glover. I never understand it. Like, why Donald Glover is the person for him to...
Oh, man. Donald Glover.
What's up? You concerned?
No, I'm concerned if he's concerned about me.
So what does that mean?
The show I was trying to do with him got real weird, man.
It did? Why didn't you bring me in? Why didn't you keep me in the loop?
This is me bringing you in.
What happened? It's a good wind-up follow-up.
Managers and agents start talking about no dates open. And all right, we'll change the date. What's an open date? Give us an open date. No open date for the rest of the year or 2014.
Hey, guys. Hey, Asher and Dave, that's Brittany Skye.
Hi, Brittany. Asher.
Brittany,
nice to meet you
as well.
Hello. She's the beautiful lady that works. Yeah. That works with us now.
Do I look extra pale today?
No, you look like you.
Yeah, get out of here, Peter.
Sorry.
Throw me under the bus.
Do you see how long? Do you want to see his womanly locks?
Yeah, let's see it.
Show her your womanly locks. Look at this. Look at Goldilocks. Look at this. Oh.
Time's about to be longer than mine.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah.
You understood what she said?
I mean,
we don't understand her.
She speaks in mumblies usually.
She understands me.
Hang time, man.
Oh well, she does talk to rappers in a much more clear voice. We know that.
Well, she says things like this. What are we doing later? Just kidding, Brittany. Brittany, I'm kidding. Do you guys know each other?
Now we do.
Brittany's pretty cool.
Hang time.
She's a nerd, but she's cool. Thank you. Love you, boo.
Don't
I will not. I will not. I will not.
Don't play with me.
She's my office wife. Is leaving.
She is.
Yeah.
Work wife's leaving.
Work
wife. Wait.
Leaving.
Office wife and work wife is same.
So he meant the same thing.
Oh, I thought. Okay, I thought you could have two.
No, she's resigned.
Can I have two?
Yeah.
Can I have a work wife and an office wife?
She's out of here though.
I think Ted Turner has four girlfriends.
There you go. I would sign. I would try to get Brittany on, but we work too closely with her. Dangerous. Can't handle that. It'd be beef.
You would want her to be your work wife, Brittany?
I think Brittany's a super pleasant to look at, which is the number one quality of the work wife.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Then number two, it needs to be someone who like you have fun with and goof off with. As you know, she's fun to like goof off with and just be buddies with. And those are the most important traits, you know? I mean, in this relationship, there's not a whole lot more.
So superhero traits and
work wife traits.
Work wife traits.
Hey, Sife, do you mind if I charge in your computer? It'll be easier than plugging into the wall. Brittany's charger sucks. Oh, she does have a shitty work charger. I'll be honest, though. That is a bad trait for a work wife.
She has to have good gadgets.
Yeah, like, I'll be honest. This charger, we'll see if it even does anything. It's generally.
Can you have a work girlfriend?
I'll one up you right now.
What are you about to do?
We can't hear you.
You already had one in your thing, and I just made her. Oh, God, yours is a mess. Oh, Jesus. It's a disaster.
Is it cut in half or some shit?
No, it's ripped to shreds, Dave. This is a...
How'd you do that? You don't even have a cat.
Dave was with me, by the way, the night of my near work wife fiasco.
That was crazy.
Which was... Sife, did you hear the story ever?
I had to get out of there.
You heard a little bit, right?
What?
The work wife and Alexa story?
Yes.
So my work wife and my wife had somehow never met, which was awkward because they both obviously heard about each other a lot. And Alexa was aware that I called you that and was actually pretty cool with it, considering. And then... Alexa comes down one night. I was out for her birthday, and I actually met up with Dave there, and it was a birthday party. And I walk in, and I wasn't giving my wife a straightforward answer about whether she should come or not, just because I was like, I'm not really in the mood to be out, to be honest with you. She was like, I don't know. Should I come? I don't know. And I'm like, honey, I don't play. I don't know. I don't care. You do whatever you want. But then being a good husband, I thought, you know what? She's going to think I'm being like indecisive and not really inviting her because it's my work wife's birthday.
Right.
I need to compensate for that.
Right.
So I text her back and I'm like, hey, honey, I want you to be here. Can you come out tonight? I'd love to spend time with you. She's like, sure. Smiley face. 1 minute later, we walk into the party where I see work wife for the first time and she's dressed fucking crazy. Like, normally she dresses very together, like, at work. She's very...
You were there?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
It was also Halloween.
It was Halloween, but sure, titties were spilling out. Yeah. Like, it was just a lot. And I was like, this is not the way. And then they met, and it turned out to be fine, but it wasn't as good as it would have been under a normal circumstance.
Do you watch Homeland?
Unfortunately, I still do.
So you know how...
Homeland's like the Redskins.
So you know how Carrie calls Sal and stuff when he's home all the time, and, like, his wife all gets bummed out? This work wife... Text
no.
You and call you?
Okay. No. And she doesn't like call. And she's not like manic depressive or insane.
Right.
I didn't watch this week yet, but I'm like, oh, that didn't even hit him.
Missed him.
He's going to do the obligatory stop the music.
What happened? You can't do that because then they win. Yeah. You can't stop the music and stop the show because someone throws something.
And you got to at least have fun. I'd pick up the tomato and be like, a tomato? This is amazing. He's walking around now.
Where did it hit?
It just flew past him. Landed on the stage.
Did he go and pick it up?
He walked her over and looked at it. Now he's getting a towel. Oh, maybe some hit him. He's wiping off his arm. Anyways, this isn't as good as I hoped it would be. So, Sife.
Never is,
right? These are YouTube videos. So, Sife, you initially talked to Donald...
Yes, here.
And then he said...
Well, before here and here.
And then he said...
He was with it.
And then, what was the next
call
step?
Called Fam, the guy who's
Fam,
with
it. Fam, that should be good, right?
Then my manager called his manager, said the date was open, his comedy manager.
Okay.
Said the date was open, let's do it, let's work on it. We sent an offer.
There was an offer?
To the agent, yeah.
You pay?
Yeah, this was going to be at Best Buy.
Oh, you were trying to do a big... show with him.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
And I don't know, it got weird. Can you ask him if it's him or?
Sure.
You looked away.
I didn't.
You looked away.
True.
Well, here's my thing.
It's body language.
Here's my thing. Did he know what you meant initially from jump? Because I didn't.
Yes.
I thought you meant one of your regular little small freebie walk-in.
I'm talking about a big, dope-ass connect album release improv comedy show.
And around his album.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you wish if the case is... There's a million reasons why you could see that they'd say no to that. Why couldn't they just say what it would be?
Yeah, or why say no?
Well, if you're saying, like, we're going to do our own concert then. We have a concert we're scheduling with albums. We don't want to do with any comedy.
I said after all your album release concerts.
Oh, you did?
So nobody will get confused in buying tickets to one of your album release concerts. This is a comedy show.
Oh, straight up comedy show.
Right. And then maybe he does, like, a couple songs at the end. Or what I wanted was people on his album to do some songs and be part of the show.
And you, I mean, you were the first person to play him in regular, like, not my time slot, good rotation at 197.
I think I played it before you.
Centipede.
Ooh.
No, you didn't play. I played
the first song.
No, you played Heartbeat.
No, the other one.
Or you played Childish Gambino. I played Freaks and Geeks, fam, the album before. Okay. Chill out! All but right. No one heard it, so who gives a shit? But you started playing him on Saturdays, and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, we're getting the record played. I remember the tweeting. It was all a big deal.
Yeah. So what happened? Maybe it's not him. I'm not blaming him.
I will say, I know a lot of people hit us up after that podcast with him, and they thought it was, like, really interesting. But I will say, he doesn't, this is personal, I'm being real here. I'm a little concerned about him. At first I wasn't sure. And then I just have followed up and watched everything he's done and paid attention to, like, how he just interacts with me in general compared to the usual.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, it doesn't seem like he's in a great place. It's just...
Not happy or like not comfortable?
Not happy. Mm. Not happy. Like, wants more than he's getting, you know? It's actually weird. And it's funny. I said to Alexa around then, I'm trying to say if I should say this on One Epstein, whether Asher will be, I know you won't be embarrassed at all because it's not you. I said to Alexa, he should be friends with Asher.
Mm-hmm.
She said, why? And I said, because Donald stank today. Literally stank. Mm-hmm. And there are times when if you're friends with Asher, he'll show up and be like, Asher hasn't showered in 2 days. Like, he's wearing a t-shirt. You're like, you know what I'm talking about, Dave.
I think he's changed a lot.
Oh, no. It hasn't been for a couple of years. But there was a time when he would come up.
Rap life, bro.
When he was living in that house in New York.
Even couches. Yeah.
No, I think there was a time I remember, because I think the only reason my wife got the joke is because I think my wife was there. I think it was at a party he was, like, hosting and still hadn't changed. Like, at a gig.
That was the Hannah era.
It was the Hannah era. So you guys were both wild. Y'all were both not showering for days on end. He was living the hippie life.
New York. I still am to a certain extent.
Yeah, but you shower.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I mean, my hygiene game's fine.
But here's the But here's the thing. Donald, I'd never noticed that about. So he was like in a different, like, definitely seemed like un...
You gotta go, it's definitely a stage. I don't know. For me, it was when I was like, I was in New York and I literally, like, wasn't leaving the house. Do you know what I mean? It was like one of those things where you're just like, you're just there. And like, from a motivation factor, I have no idea or insight what he's going through. But there was definitely a phase where I was just like thinking about it instead of just like living life.
Thinking about what?
Just like... Thinking about it all, like thinking, like there's times when you can make sense of it and be like, oh, you know, you look at your, you know, from a career standpoint,
oh,
like,
I got to do this,
I got to do that, you know what I mean, blah, blah, blah. And like, because there's expectations, there's a game within the game of like relationships and so on and so forth, instead of just like doing what feels right. And
got you.
That not showering time, that like stank time, He's probably, I don't know if this is true, but like he might be thinking about it a lot. And like, that sucks, man. Like to hear wanting something more than what you have and stuff like that's just an unhealthy mentality in just in general, no matter where you're from or what you're doing. Like you kind of have to just like not be content, but like set your goals, obviously, and like go day by day.
And Syfe said to him, Syfe's like, listen, when he was kind of telling us he was unhappy, Syfe's like, listen, my man. I look up to you. Yeah. Like, you're younger than me.
Dude, you're young and beautiful. It's like, you gotta enjoy that phase
right.
of life. Like, you're young and beautiful and exuberant and just, like, enjoy what you have right now. And it's a bummer when people are so ahead of themselves and living too far in front and missing the fact that right now they are young, beautiful, and this is the time.
This is the time.
Oh, now's not the time to stank, you know what I mean?
I wasted a lot of my 20s.
Just being like
worrying and thinking about shit and like trying to impress and like trying to like meet other people's expectations.
But mind you, I did well. I did a lot.
Well, I was going to say, here's the interesting part, and I speak to both of you. Right now, there are things, Scythe, that if you wanted to, oh, let me put it this way. The you from back then, if the you from back then just experienced what we experienced with the morning show changes, etc., you would have probably been fucked up in the game.
Left.
You would have been gone.
Yeah.
Instead, you're dealing with annoying shit, and you're the happiest you've ever been.
Yeah.
Asher, same situation with you, though.
Totally.
Your situation's up in the air. You're trying to figure out what's going on, how your music shit's going, but you're just living, making your music, and realizing life is good. You're a professional musician. You're just having fun.
Man, I've never been happier because it's a little different. You guys have rules. You have rules and stuff. And we're talking about, not to bring this up because I know it's old news, but the Trinidad James shit. And I'm speaking of a place of complete ignorance because I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. I was just kind of from hearsay. And like, I was talking about how there's a lot of politics within radio. Like, it's radio has to, they have to keep their job. They have to play what people are buying. And it's not like you can just come in. You only have like a certain amount of time that you can play what you listen to and what you would support on a regular basis. Other than that, you kind of have to play when you're going to your job. You have to play what the supply and the demand is. You know what I mean? So it's one thing to be able to come in and like, oh, I'm going to play that new Bodega Bam shit. You know what I mean? But it's another thing to be like, yo, this is what people are listening to. So until that demand changes, you guys have rules and regulations that you would have to abide by. I was dealing with that in the same kind of politics in the system of a major label. And ever since I've arrived out of that and gotten to the no rules sector, it's way more fun. It's just more fun, period. So it's like, that's where I wanted to be. It might not be, and I think we talked about this in the last one ep. You're like, dude, why don't you just like rap? And I was talking about how like the conundrum of what we have to eat. You know what I mean? So, and like the underground rap circuit can be like, you know, fulfilling from the music that you're making. So for instance, like listening to the Smith & Wesson shit and like the Beat Miners and stuff like that, their contributions are, you know, bar none. You know what I mean? Some of the best canvases and sounds that we've been privy to. But it's like, from a financial standpoint, we've got to eat food and we have to feed our children and stuff like that. We don't want to work a coffee bean. So it's like, I'm just okay with that now because I figure like if I'm just out there doing my thing and if I'm doing and I'm being like who I am and what I really honestly believe in, I'll attract the right people and I'll be okay with where I'm in my life and I won't stank.
Then you won't stank. Let's go all the way. Let's go another step further here.
Okay.
Because you're not a person who really has boundaries of what you will and won't speak about. How do you do financially and do you still have money you're sitting on the run?
I mean, I can still pay rent, but like from a broad scheme, broke, man. Broke five broke. You know what I mean?
So you have money left over from all your shit to cover your bases.
Yeah, like I have my rainy day stuff going on, but like liquid, it's like, you know, I have to really assess what I'm doing as a career. And it's like, even where I am in my life, do you know what I mean? I think in general, whether it be rap or whatever, like you have to take a look at it and be like, am I setting myself up for long term? And that's what I wanted to do. Just in like, I've never second-guessed that I'm in the wrong business or anything like that. Like, I love the entertainment game. I love rap music. I think I'm pretty damn good at it. And I think that, like, from a voice perspective and what I offer is important. If anybody, like, anybody who's actually listening. So it's like, it's one thing to people who are casual music listeners. Like, oh, man, Ash, what are you doing? We haven't heard you on the radio in a while. But if you've been paying attention, there's been projects here and there to keep everything going until I can actually sell music again and actually make a business of it. But yeah, man, I mean, as far as that, it's just like, I want to make the right money. You know what I mean? I want to make my money. I don't want to like make someone else's money and be paying that off. You know what I mean? That's real. Like,
you guys, I don't want to toot my own horn, but do you realize how early I probably told you, yo, this, and I remember things sitting in your house in New York,
right?
Being like, your career can go two ways.
Mm-hmm.
You could go, keep going for what Scooter's going to want you to go for, but you guys are having some friction trying to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you, You won't be a fucking multimillionaire,
right?
But you'll be a happy professional musician for the rest of your life.
Totally. And that's honestly the most important thing is, and that I've learned when, from the Stank period, is like being happy.
We've now named a period of his life, yeah, the era.
Era.
Yeah. Nice. No, but like there's, it's like we talk about it with football. It's like, for instance, RG3, like he's going through a Stank era. Yeah. And like you can do one of two things. You can run and hide, or you can really learn from it. And like, obviously I'm a Niners fan, so I'm a Colin Kaepernick fan. And what I'm seeing is like, it's like people have seen you on tape. You're not surprising anybody. You're not facing base defenses. People are now systematically scheming against you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so when people have seen you and they know what you're capable of and where your strength and tendencies are, they're going to throw curveballs at you. And the universe works very similar. So you can either get stronger from that and really delve in and be like, okay, well, what is it that I want? And who am I? Or you can be like, I don't know, and make short-term decisions and let the distractions get to you and on all that kind of stuff. So it's like, instead of me panicking and trying to find like a pop hit and like, wait, I need my college party thing so I can do that. It's like, no, man, it's just like, especially in hip-hop too, it's transparency. Like, it's so transparent with everything. Like, you know, someone throws a tomato, it's on YouTube. Like, one tomato. So, yeah, man, like that Stank period, it's like you have to really come back within yourself. There's a stillness in it that I was scared of for a while, because in rap life, when you're running around, you're on the road all the time, you're bouncing back, whether it be in radio, interviews, blah, 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 you're constantly moving. So when, you know, the phone's not ringing all the time and you kind of have that still period, people might panic and be like, I got to do something. Like, I'm not working right now, because, you know, there's that mentality of like grind, 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 don't sleep, don't sleep, don't sleep. It's like, actually, there's, if you use that time wisely, be like, whoa, I'm a call this time out. I'm a enjoy this Stank period right now, and I'm a figure out a few of these things that no one else can answer for me. I can't come here and talk to you and say, hey, Peter, what do you think I can do? What do you think I should do? And you could give me your advice and you can give me your perspective, but like, that's, who knows? You know, who knows what that's actually ultimately going to make me feel like? So ever since I got out of all the nonsense and like really kind of simplified my formula, is what I've been calling it, just been so much happier and so much freer. I mean, I brought all my Pete Rock beats that I got yesterday.
How many did you get from him?
Like 16. And we sat there for 3 hours and just like hung out. We're just talking about everything. And just like, we're just so on the same wavelength. And we want to do this joint called Pete Roth. You know what I mean? And just like 5-6 joints, but like, heat.
See, this is the kind of thing I feel like you can do and should do.
All
just
day.
Do it.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm doing it. And it's just like, obviously in the social media era and this era, people want
what?
Like immediate.
You don't like the name Pete Roth?
Like Asher Rock.
That's the B-side. That's
sorry,
the B-side.
I know you're talking real shit right now.
No, it's...
Come
it's,
on, I'm a one-liner.
Yeah. Asher Rock, Pete Roth.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's the A and B side. But that's it, man. I mean, that's really what it is. And I'm so much happier with what I'm doing. Like, I literally hung out 2 o'clock in the afternoon sipping fucking Bushmills with Rob Stone over at Fader, going and hanging out with Pete Rock, smoking tree and listening to rap music. It's like, I love my job now. I'm not like sitting in the studio trying to like
figure
put
out
something together. Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Hey, what are you guys doing later?
I'm out.
You
I gotta
leave?
Do the Thanksgiving thing.
It's a new record store open in Brooklyn. You hear about it?
Performance?
Yeah, that too.
Who's rocking?
Today, Danny Brown's playing.
Oh, cool.
But the more exciting part for me is just that it's a 15,000 square foot record store in New York again.
That's really cool.
Like Amoeba style.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's kind of cool for the comeback of music.
It's crazy.
But I've seen you've been like on 45s or something recently, right?
A little
or
bit.
Something?
I don't know. He's been like
the
digging
the 45 exclamation point.
That's it. No or something.
Yeah.
Been going ham.
He went to Record Surplus in L.A. when he was
there. Oh, yeah. Like, I was across the street from my old spot.
I found an NWA 45 the second I got there.
Did you go
really?
Did you go upstairs and go to, like, the real, like...
I went to Record Surplus. I called them. I said, do you have any hip-hop 45s? He went, no, we don't really get many in. Oh, I do have... actually, I have a straight out of Compton. I went, I'm sorry, how far away are you? All right, goodbye.
Wow.
I was there. I was like in L.A. My first minute, I got straight out of Compton.
That's cool to get that in L.A. too.
Yes, it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, really?
That's almost...
I know. That's how I knew it was all meant to be. Sife wasn't impressed that I played this for 145. Sife's never amused. Tell me if this impresses you. From my Instagram last night. Ignore what I'm saying. Just listen to the record.
Medina, you can expect shit like this. Hold up.
I played this at a party recently, and it set it off.
The song always goes off.
45?
Oh, no.
You
did the crowd give a fuck how you played it?
Not at all. I played it off Spotify. I'm pretty sure there's like a commercial before. No one gave a fuck.
The opposite. The exact opposite. Yeah. What about this on 45? What about this?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True story about this one. My dad's an architect. The video was shot in the house my dad designed.
Your dad designed the It Wasn't Me house. Yep. All right.
People just sleeping, cheating on their wives in Mark Appleton houses.
Mark Appleton. Was Joanna Kern there?
No, it's Kern's though.
Oh, shit, sorry. Saif, do you have any questions about his stepmom?
No.
I have her golf clubs. I have
what
a
happened?
Golf club.
Got it right now. Try again. Is it too early? This has come up before. It's 8:20 in the morning. I feel kind of bad. Hey, we had a podcast.
Still stepmom?
Yeah, like that's his.
Does she know I have her golf clubs? That I use her 9-iron?
Probably not.
How much golf does she play?
She used to play a lot more.
By the way, we are talking about.
Nobody can hear. Can,
there's a mic. Try pull that mic up right there.
Man.
We're talking about the. Talk. It's plugged in, right? Yeah. We're talking about the Growing Pains mother, who is
Growing Pains, yeah.
Who is Dave's stepmom.
Maggie Seaver.
She didn't have a love affair with Robin Thicke.
What?
Robin.
That would be weird. Alan? You mean Alan Thicke?
No, Robin Thicke.
Why would you have a love affair with Robin Thicke? He was
maybe
a child.
Maybe she's one of those teachers with the young student type of person.
That would be really weird. You're like the same age as Robin Thicke, right? Or no, he's older.
He's like 7 years older.
Yeah.
See?
Or no.
You're right, it's possible.
I don't know, man. There's that movie at a door. Or whatever, about the
about
moms
them?
That, like, sleep with the boy. Like, the one dude's like, oh, I fucked your mom, now I'm gonna fuck your mom. You know, you fucked my mom, now I'm gonna fuck your mom.
The look of intrigue in Sife's face. No, but Sife wants to get some information.
Is this movie?
So it's like, who is, what are the actresses? So, it's like Naomi Watts. Yeah,
all right.
And some other hot, I like, just little blonde lady.
Some movie with her last name, she's hooking up with another girl.
Whoa, what's cracking?
Naomi Watts?
Yeah, I guess she likes to.
She's like
a little slut.
All free.
She's a little fucking slut.
She's hot, but then she's not perfect. That's why I like her.
Right.
Yeah, she's regular.
She's regular hot.
You can maybe attain that one day. You can get there.
I'll ask you an honest question.
Yeah.
Do you ever fight with your wife?
No.
No?
No, do I fight with her? Yes.
Okay. Oh. Do you ever, when she leaves, once she slams the door and is gone, say something really mean?
No.
Never?
No.
You're like, you fucking bitch!
No.
That's the only time I told Alexa she came back once. I was like, oh, man, I called you a bitch.
Nah, I don't.
You tell her?
I told her once. She thought it was funny. I was like, you were gone. You were halfway down the hallway. But I'm telling you this.
You're a good
I
man.
I disrespected
you're,
you.
You're very honest in your relationship.
Well, how much could a woman be mad if you're polite enough to wait till she's not even
I
in
called,
the room?
I called you a bitch earlier.
I want you to
I
know.
Let you know that when you were gone and I slammed the door,
I was
I called
mad.
You a fucking bitch.
I waited till you were gone, and I kind of like swung around angrily in the air and yelled things.
You know what's crazy is, so I have sisters, and I'll call them a bitch, and like it's just like whatever, you're a bitch. You know what I mean? But if I like,
is that to your
I
girl?
Have slipped, it feels really bad.
Oh no,
it's
bitch.
Like harsh. It's harsh.
My wife is
sisters.
No, he doesn't.
Sisters is like whatever. Get
oh,
out of here,
your
being a bitch. Yeah, but if you say it to your girl, like your significant other, somebody like,
no, I tell her she's. Acting like
and
a
that
yeah,
works. Hold
act,
on.
Exactly.
Does
which
that
is
work
different.
For you?
It's different.
Does it work for you though?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't work for me.
If I get
not
really
work.
Angry, I might say fuck you, but like
oh
to her.
That's bad. That's just bad.
It's better in the face than behind her back. I think you're a fucking slime bucket.
You didn't say that.
In the face is better. It's real.
No, it's better to be polite and say, you know what? It's disrespectful for me to say that to my wife. So when she's gone, I'm going to say it to you. I don't have enough nerve.
And then you wonder why people say Jews are sneaky and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing shit behind the back.
Hold on. Hold on. First of all, why do you think fuck you is it's better than bitch?
No, it's not better. Is that it's
you don't put them together, do you?
No. It's to her face is what I'm saying.
So you go.
Not behind her back.
You're arguing with her. You know what? Fuck you.
If it gets bad.
But you wouldn't go.
It's not fuck you. It's more like,
fuck you. No, that's different. Oh, you're fine. You're fine. But you can't go. Fuck you, bitch. Then you're in trouble.
I never would want to do
that's
that.
That's like a 3-day fight right there.
Yeah, you
that'll hang over.
But when I've tried, Sife. I've literally done the, you're acting like a bitch right now.
Yeah,
she'll be like, you called me a bitch. I'm like, no. Acting like a bitch.
I know a bitch. Yeah. I know a bitch, and you're doing some moves similar to hers.
All right, guys, I got to wrap it up. I have to do my wrestling podcast. My boy's been waiting for like a half hour.
All right,
for Grantland.com.
Guys coming in here?
Yeah.
I want to play some of these Pete Rock computer joints, too. Just
some
real
beats?
Quick.
All right, yeah. We'll listen to some beats real quick, but we got to do that off the air.
Yeah, exactly.
So Asheroth, music coming soon?
Lots, man. So much. Blended Babies, Project First. Got all the new Knot stuff.
Pete Rock, obviously.
You know what I mean? A lot of people lined up. So it's just like, we're having fun. I want to just get it out consistently. I'm not sitting here like, oh, I'm 12-track albums and stuff like that. We'll do 5-song EPs, 7 songs. It'll
just hit them off.
Be on the road.
Break them off some.
You know what I mean? A little something, something. So we're having fun, man. I'm out of my stank era.
All right, stank era's over. Asheroth, Juan Epp, out.
Thanks. Nice.